Well, the warm glow of a fire is a welcome addition on a cold winter night. But a wood-burning fireplace isn't the only way to get the heat and ambiance that a fire can bring.
That's right. You can have all the benefits of a fire without a chimney when you install a direct vent gas fireplace. Here to tell us more is This Old House plumbing and heating contractor, Richard Truthui. Welcome, Richard.
Hello, guys. How are you?
So this is a great solution for people who want a fireplace without the work and expense of building one brick by brick. How does it work?
Well, a gas direct vent fireplace is pretty cool because you can put it anywhere. And it draws its air from outdoors to feed the flame. I mean, this setup is really efficient because you're not losing valuable heated air up the chimney like you do with conventional gas fireplaces or conventional wood fireplaces.
I imagine that's a lot safer as well.
Yeah, there's a bunch of advantages. You know, one is safety. Since they eliminate the need for a flue through the roof, you don't worry about backdrafting where, you know, the flue products go in the wrong direction. As another safety measure, the vent pipe can be installed directly through the wall. It's really simple. You get the flue products completely out of the building quickly. It's also efficient. Direct vent appliances burn natural gas or propane like traditional fireplaces. However, they convert most of their fuel to usable heat. They're completely sealed off from the interior rooms by a glass door, which prevents that significant heat loss that always happens in a regular wood fireplace. You know, you put that fire on, you get a lot of heat early on, and then all of a sudden there's a net loss where more heat's going up the chimney, than is coming in to see you.
So. Yeah, in some cases, that's all the heat that you paid for with your conventional heating system being taken right out of the house. The fact that you can squeeze almost every BTU out of the gas is what improves its efficiency.
And you can control it so precisely, too. You turn it on, you turn it off, which is great.
Now, I'd imagine these are easier to install in terms of the flexibility where you can put them, right?
Yeah, you don't have to think about a masonry chimney. You don't have to worry about the size of the masonry chimney. You don't have to worry about the size of any chimney going out because the fan inside the unit will get that flue products out, so you can put them just about anywhere.
Now, when we talk about gas fireplaces, I think some people might confuse what we're discussing in terms of direct vent with a traditional gas fireplace, but it's really hugely different.
Yeah. In the old days, what you might do would be put a thing called a gas log into the opening that used to be a wood fireplace opening. And that had all the same issues that you had, many of the same issues that you had with a wood fireplace, where you might turn it on, you'd have to open the damper to get exhaust going up. You'd turn on the gas log, and even though you felt some heat, you also could feel almost a draft pulling by you as the heat you just made, actually the heat you made in that gas log actually increased the amount of air that was leaving through the building for the uplift that goes into the chimney. So those traditional ones have been pretty much replaced by these direct vent, and those are always sealed units. And so what's happened is you get all of your air for combustion from outside. There's a duct somewhere that comes into that combustion zone, so you're not creating a negative in the building to pull that stuff up and out. And that's really the way you want to do it.
Yeah, but so now we're direct venting through the wall, through whatever your exterior material is. This sounds like it could be a pretty difficult project for a novice do-it-yourselfer.
Well, this is a gas appliance, so it should be done by a licensed gas professional, but it still doesn't mean that it's too prohibitive to do. I mean, it's really the way to do it. The key point to understand is that you think you're getting comfortable heat when you have a regular wood fireplace, when you have a regular gas log. And the net-net, when you stand back from it, is you're losing as much as you're making. So you feel this temporary satisfaction, but it's on the long haul, you're putting a lot up into the atmosphere.
Better remember that's coming out of your recreational budget when you use that fireplace.
That's right.
You're not saving money by burning wood.
That's right.
Richard Truthui, the plumbing and heating contractor on TV's This Old House. Thank you so much. That's a great piece of knowledge about direct vent, and I think I'm going to consider putting one of those in my house.
Let's keep everybody warm.
All right, you can catch the current season of This Old House and Ask This Old House on PBS. For local listings and step-by-step videos of many common home improvement projects, visit thisoldhouse.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.